work on them concerning their humanity. Just 2 weeks ago, I had a whole weekend with a group of young people to impress them concerning the humanity of Jesus. But I presented it to them in the form of food. Once they become believers, we can't regulate them like the law. Parents can, but not in the church life. Now we just inspire them and feed them. We talk about the Lord having the highest humanity. And what you have to do is, all of these messages are in a book called Christ is the Reality. He talks about this, even with the young people. So this is hard, because we're going to be doing a lot of remedial work for a while. If we could have a change to grow a crop like this, like we're describing, then I believe it will solve a good number of problems. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? Well, we can't regulate them to tell them how they dress or how they, in the church life, as serving ones or as elders. But parents, while the children are no longer under the law, they are under authority. So they still need parents to tell them what to do. And sometimes the parents are weak. They're not strong. They don't want to fight. They get tired. They get weary of the battle. And the children, the teenagers, will wear them down. But they have to be clear that even though the children are not under the law, quote, quote, they're still under your authority. And you have to, don't just tell them to pray about it. Sometimes you have to tell them, no, you can't. You can't go. You can't do that. You can't date him. You can't do that. And they say, why? And you have to tell them. Well, you have to give them a good reason. You have to help them with their reasonings. You don't just say, because I said so, or I'm the mom, or I'm the dad, and I said so. But help them in their understanding. This is not that easy, but you got to get to the second half of the book to get into all of the young people section, and when we fellowship about that, that's a hard one to answer. Shepherding, altogether shepherding. That's what defines from here up. Well, I have a few points, but I just can't.
I have a question. There is a lot going on when children grow up, and it's really exciting. These children start learning to call the name of the Lord from very young, and it's an excitement for everyone to see these young children call, "Oh Lord Jesus," and even pray something, and maybe at the table or when saints are over. What about that?
You know, this is like stepping into something that's not easy. See, some places they promote to call in the name of the Lord with the children when they're really little, and talk to them about the life-giving Spirit, and have children's vital groups and things like this. I can only say that there's a pretty big concern among a number of us concerning this matter. But you know, in a family, children learn by doing. They learn by imitation. And it would be right, it would be best, if they were just watching their parents. And the parents were calling on the name of the Lord, and so they imitated their parents. I think that would be the most lovely thing. And then when it's time to eat dinner, the parents pray, and the children pray. That's right. You know, everybody should pray. Every human being should pray. If you're a human being, don't you think you should honor God with a prayer? Even if you're not a believer, you should pray. Cornelius was not a believer. He prayed, and God heard his prayer. But to teach it in the children's meeting, to promote it, to bring it in as a kind of a practice, personally, I don't think it's such a healthy practice, because it may spoil them, spoil their taste. And they, oh, yeah, I know that. I've been doing that since I was 2 years old, you know. Yes, some kids, when did they get saved? Oh, I got saved when I was 4, you know. Man, I wasn't even conscious at 4. But that's me, you know. Go ahead, Matt. You're not going to ask a question. No, good, very good. You just share.
I'll give you a break.
Yeah, thank you.
Praise the Lord. I was actually going to fellowship along with what you're saying. With my experience of growing up in the church life as a second generation, just what I looked at mainly is I don't remember everything my dad told me, but I remember his living. And just like the brother was saying, my dad was having morning times every morning. You know, at the dinner table, he would read us stuff to have little booklets on having a proper humanity. And these are the things that I remember, and these are the things that I'll try to also continue doing. You know, whatever I saw my dad doing is what I'm going to, you know, that's what I saw growing up. That's what I'm going to know to do. That's what I know. So it's not so much, my brother said, it's not, don't worry so much if your children listen to you, but worry about what they see you do. Worry about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I went to a conference not too long ago, and the brother said something very dear. He said, everything that is living reacts to care. So, saints, all we need to do is just care for these young ones. And they eventually they'll react. And, you know, you might not see it at first, but a seed is planted. And I've heard a couple different testimonies where saints have said, you know, it was all because of this one just caring for me when I was, a little kid. And those people probably don't even know that situation even happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all because of their personal care. So, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure. I'm actually also concerned. I have two kids, 7 and 9. And my wife came to me a couple of times asking, like, they already been calling the Lord with me, singing some songs, praying. And then they've seen some of the kids in the meeting was allowed to take a bread while the Lord's table is going on. And she already know my position pretty strict on that part. She said, so I told them, we'll need to talk to Dad in that matter. And she said she already mentioned that at least you were never baptized even to participate. So anyway, eventually it's come up to that time where my son, he is 9, asked my wife, or she would talk to me, what age, since he already called the name of the Lord, he can be baptized, for he can participate
in the Lord's table.
And of course, my concern was, for, as you was mentioned, if he really realizing sinfulness of himself, and what it really means to be sorry for his sins, and how much he would see the need of Christ. But if you would have any response from this matter.
Yeah. Now you understand why I don't like questions and response times. Well, this is also another thing, you know, where sometimes kids are anxious to kind of grow up and really would like them to develop normally and healthily humanly. And emphasizing proper humanity, I think, is the strong, not the spiritual stuff. I don't think we should talk too much about the spiritual side that much until they're a little older. But I believe the benchmark for their real salvation and their real baptism hinges on their experience concerning sin and their realization about their sinful situation. And some, it might be 9 or 10. You know, I don't know. But still, as a parent, we still need to continue to work on their humanity and on their character to produce them to be good vessels, proper vessels, useful. Amen.
You asked us not to jump back and change it.
Change anything.
Radical change, right? It's going to be hard not to do. The question is that certainly I think all of us are very impressed with what was shared. Though I've been in the I grew up in the church life from kindergarten up, from children's meeting up. It's really helpful to me. My question is that there will be a tendency to go back and consider what can we do to put together the lessons, okay, in order to cover this period of time and also in the way of the sequence.
Yeah.
If we look at this group and that group, you know that this group will not do anything, that group will not do anything because they're too busy, right?
Yeah.
And then, but then if we look at some serving one to be doing it together and also question of the limitation of time. So what is the recommendation or what do you know of what churches are doing what? and what is the best way? I would feel that if the serving one come together to put together the lesson, you'll be deeper in impression that they put together.
Yeah.
And so they have a burden to share it.
Yeah.
Okay. But on the other hand, if we wait for the serving one to do it, it's likely it's going to be years later.
Right.
So what is the way of balance?
Well, I can assure you that Living Stream will never do this. Just take that off the table. And that there is not going to be a concerted effort by a small group of people to prepare a curriculum like this. And this is, you know what this is going to be, and I think this is better, is that this is going to be a blended work in the body. We've been going to here and there, to Russia, to England, to a number of places in fellowship in Mexico, and mentioned New Zealand. And in every place, this is what I would really recommend, and I hope that there would be a group of saints, 8 or 10, who would have some feeling as a response to this kind of fellowship. And they would begin to come together. And I don't know if brainstorm is a spiritual enough word, but to pray and fellowship. And I can tell you, this is where there's a group of us like this in Irvine doing this. And we picked up this topic and started developing a whole series of lessons. And I know there's a group in London doing this. And they picked up this subject. You know, I told you the sunflower and the... Yeah, and they're working on that topic. Now, how about in the Bay Area, you pick up this one? You know, I have a spreadsheet. Now, maybe I shouldn't tell you because the next thing is, can I get a copy of it? I have a spreadsheet where I have about 50 or 60 humanity topics that would be very good to develop into lessons. And there's a group in Calgary doing this. And there's a group here and there. And none of us know what we're doing. We have absolutely no starting point. We don't have a model at all. This has never been done. So, but I believe the Lord will honor this. I believe He'll bless this. Saints coming together to pray, to ask. And eventually, you know, if you see what He said about the lessons, He said a half a page of points, 3 or 4 points, that's it. You know? So it's not a filled out piece of paper telling you what to do. You have to be that person with a heart and with the right views. You have to train the teachers. You have to prepare these little half page lessons. And then, you know, we're trying to do something like this in my locality. We're getting our feet wet a little bit. But that would be my dream. And then we go, oh, wow, the Bay Area. And so what do we got? We got some web page, and we all can go there. I told the sister, I just got an email from a sister in San Diego who wants to start to do this. Just pick up a topic. And then there's a sister in Russia working on the topic, another one working from Germany, somebody from South America, and all working, and then things start coming out.
Yeah. One last question for me. Sorry. I feel that this is extremely helpful. I don't feel that there are all the Bay Area serving ones are here yet. Is there any plan for teacher training in a certain set goal?
Not that I'm aware of. So you have to. Yeah, fellowship with the brothers here.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all say together, thank you, Lord, for this conference.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this conference.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Lord Jesus, we want your heart for the children.
Lord Jesus, we want your heart for the children.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Very good. I'm sorry, I'm sure there are a lot of other good questions, but we just simply have to end here. Some are having to leave already. Just a couple quick things I'll say, and a couple other brothers have to give some closing announcements. One is there is an offering box in the back. Some have asked about that for the lunch or other expenses of the conference, so that's for you to realize. We do intend to put up, probably on the Church in San Jose website, the audio of the whole conference, and that is also in all four languages, in English, in Chinese, in Spanish, and Korean. Okay, and we'll put the URL up on the board there.